This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, I thought I'd come up here and have another chat about the current project that I'm working on. It's a course on understanding reassurance and seeking in reassurance seeking, and this can have effect on their health and anxiety. So the idea is to be able to obtain some tools or become aware that if we're over seeking reassurance, there is something that we need to work with. It is really standing up to a different level of awareness and rising up to a different level. And let's just go out there and find, you know, every level's got a devil. So let's go on out and find those devils in our mind. So, so this is Nick Chance, Holistic Hope Anxiety Coaching, your coach for anxiety. So today, I am going to practice with you guys understanding reassurance seeking. I'm just going to go on about what this means to me, and I'm putting together this course to help folks to understand a little bit more about reassurance. And I'm thinking, where did we get that from? What is the pattern that we have built into us that we need to identify and delete? You know, it's been stored in there for such a long time. And I think there's no power, all right? There's no power within us. There's no strength within us if we can't get out there and challenge this idea that we're over-pleasing. We're fearing the idea that we don't have this independence or interdependence going on, but we're more codependent. Yesterday on the last podcast, I talked about who could use this particular course, and I itemized a lot of who. Basically, there's a lot of us that need it, and self-doubt is so easy to tap into. You know, it demolishes our self-esteem, and it's so easy to feel like incompetent. To a point, we all have these ups and downs on the scale of emotion. So it's cool to talk about this. And I'm just hoping that whoever's listening to it, you never know. I hope you get something out of this particular little training module here. Yes, it is part of the reassurance seeking for anxiety. It is part of the course, Beyond Reassurance, Building Confidence and Resilience in Our Life. So if you feel like this podcast is talking to you, by all means, stay tuned to the podcast. I'll be providing these. There are 6 modules to go through. I'm just designing the training program, and I hope you get some value out of it. So So let's go into understanding reassurance seeking, and the idea is to what role does it play in our health and anxiety? We need to also identify the temporary release versus long-term consequences of reassurance seeking. And also we can now look at defining the mechanisms, like what is reassurance seeking? Why do we need it? So we can look at that reassurance seeking, or talk to this. Like, reassurance seeking is the behavior of seeking validation or confirmation from others regarding oneself concerns, or it may involve asking healthcare professionals, friends, family members about symptoms of health worries on anxiety level. It's not just about that, but it does cause anxiety if we keep going doing the same thing. If we have the habit of reassurance seeking, I think it's anything in this life causes some extremities or some level of anxiety. And I think any kind of change that we walk into, and according to my last podcast and training on Challenge for Change, and I put a few podcasts on this, also goes into this a little bit deeper. So it's sort of a matter of now looking at what concerns us. What are we giving our attention to? Where we should be only concerning what really matters to us at this stage. But we have the overactive mind, over anxious mind, looking for assurance, from others, especially doctors. I mean, I know if you talk to a doctor, he'll kind of say, yes, there's a lot of people that need reassurance. And I think it might put him down as, it might label them as psychosomatic, which means they always need to feel secure and always feeling insecure. Somewhere there's a pattern there, or they create this pattern of thinking that they feel insecure, and then therefore they need this kind of reassurance. Again, family members, partners, friends, doctors, professionals. So let's look at how does this work, Like, people engage in like reassurance seeking as a coping mechanism to alleviate feeling anxiety or fear related to their health. This can provide, it does provide a momentary sense of relief. It's ultimately reinforces the underlying anxiety. So think about it, we're walking down the road or walking in the park with a friend, a dear friend, and they're planning to move on something, or they're caught up on something and they want to make a change, but they have these concerns about, will it work out? This inadequacies come in, feeling inadequate, feeling incompetent, and undeveloped self-esteem. And this is a chance to explore ourselves, to change the idea that even look at what gives us, we need that comforting space, right? When that reassurance comes, it's really good to play with this, because the moment we get that reassurance kick, right, we can just sit back, why did I do that? What's happening there? Why do I need that? Why am I not feeling the confidence that I need to feel to move on? Some of that is quite natural. It's a natural phenomenon to feel that, but some of us actually do it to the high extreme, where you actually get stuck to it and actually becomes a loop, a thinking loop, a pattern that it keeps repeating. And the bottom line is, it is a short-term thing, and we need to be able to handle it a bit better and become more resilient. So yeah, it's a momentary sense of relief. It's ultimately reinforces the underlying anxiety. So there is some anxiety there that keeps cycling through it. Let's talk about, again, I think I mentioned yesterday about the cycle of anxiety. Very important, the cycle of anxieties. It is like let's look at it. When reassurance is sought, when we look for it, we seek it out, because that's seeking reassurance. It is temporary, alleviates anxiety. However, this behavior can create a reinforcing loop. It keeps going around. The relief gained from reinsurance leads to persistent doubts in ourselves and increased focus on physical symptoms, especially if something is like, if we're in pain or at the moment, or if we're you know, continually having the emotional pains, right? Could be having emotional pains, not so much physical pains. We can look at reinforcement of that anxiety. How does that happen? As as reinsurance is repeatedly sought and repeated, the folks that are affected here become more convinced that their health is concerns are really valid. What if we have a way of kind of surrendering to say, it'll be okay if I'm feeling okay? What does it take for us to actually surrender these thoughts and surrender these concerns to a higher power? Call it God, the universe. Like, that's what I'm telling now. So what can we do? Like, why are we so convinced that it's detrimental? Why are we, is it the ego that's kind of holding us back? It's like, you know, is it the ego that's not allowing us to move forward? You know, I think there's a point where I was reading today that the ego does not want to surrender the machine, right? Our bodies. Like, the body and the mind and spirit have a different agenda. They work in a different space and time. But so who's dominating? It's the consciousness. It's the ego consciousness part of us that holds on, to stay on to this earth, right? And therefore creating fear in us to keep the body alive, keep it moving. What if there were just a method that we can just like, just surrender that and let nature itself heal us? There is a, you know, on a holistic level, the body does repair itself, but we have to stop the anxiety looping. We have to learn to be balanced. We have to sleep more, right? Sleep more. And that'll allow us to come back to a neutral system or neutral zone. And the healing begins there. And that's what could happen if we just learn to let things go. Many times I come across people who've gone some serious anxiety with relationships, health issues, you know, high stress jobs, CEO positions, and as I talk to them, they say, at this point now they're kind of retired. Some get a chance to retire earlier, but you know, and at this point they say, I just, you know, when you hear them out and the resent they had. And now they found the answer, and all it was is, I should have learned to let things go earlier. Simple as that, you know. So the concerns didn't lead them to chronic anxiety or further health related worries. Worry, my friends, is a, as we all know, far out. Worries, man. We have to learn to look at a different jump. Learn to be escaping from that matrix, the psychic walls that we put ourselves into. Learn to be more abstract, more out there, not so rigid in this life, I think. And so now let's look at an example now. You know, let's look at the example on this mini course that we're doing here. I'm glad you've joined us. And here we go. So let's look at a person who's frequently checking their like symptoms online. You know, they become their own self-doctors and they're asking friends or family for reassurance. Might find that they feel good temporarily, but then return to the same anxious state, needing to seek further reassurance again and again. Let's like take it a different level now. Let's look at some discussion points here. So let's put our thinking caps on. Let's go. So how does the reassurance seeking manifest in our daily life? I mean, that's for me, I think how does it seek manifest in life? I think it is something that we're holding on tight to. We don't want to surrender it, right? We put so much time and space and time and this. And then I think it's the resent. Our mind goes everywhere. Give the mind something to do, and it finds way. Give the mind something beautiful to do, and it will find roses. Give the mind something terrible to do, it'll just create more of that. So it does bend your facets. It's a loop. So, but it's also a weakness. I think it's also a pattern. It's a weakness. It's like there isn't a strength to tap into. We just really understand this and really go into this reassurance thing seeking. So anyway, you can answer that question yourself. How does reassurance seeking manifest in your life? Are you one of those people that's consistently looking for reassurance? It doesn't have to be on health issues, a diet issue. It could be a job or anything related.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy, but being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care, and BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
There's many things that I mentioned in my last podcast. Why this particular course suits somebody, right? Who does this course, this mini course, actually suit, and who should be listening to this? So let's go another one. What are some alternatives to coping strategies that can replace reassurance seeking? I think number one, we need to be able to be exposed to this. We need to know that. Two, for me, be knowing that we are doing this and catching ourselves being looping and feeling the anxiety. I think we need to learn again. It's so important to let things go. Let things go. We can meditate. We can become more of the observer, mindfulness meditation. We can practice gratitude for even all the disturbances, all the things that affect us, and show gratitude for all these strategies that we do have. I know about you guys, but I love going to Clubhouse. It's very popular in the States, not so much in America, but Clubhouse.com. It's an app. It's a website. We can go and practice compassion and gratitude and all this wonderful tuning to all this positivity, so we can look into, like I said, the mind is a computer. It's what we feed it, that's what comes out, it's what it churns out. So coping strategies, many of them, we can go a little bit deeper on that on the course too. So let's also look at encourage you listeners and you guys to participate, to share your experiences with reassurance seeking and its effects. So what I'd like you to do is, take this on board. Yeah. When maybe you can share an example, or if you see this podcast or on YouTube, if you post it on YouTube also, maybe you can make a comment on how maybe this has changed your life, being aware of reassurance seeking. And let's look at some reflective exercises here. You can write, you know, you can take a pen and paper and start. And let's reflect on this. It's an exercise. So, we can all write down like recent experiences where you are seeking, or you know, where you're seeking reassurance in your life, in your about your health. All right, you can write things like that, and these are, and you know, like you, this might help. So, and then we can analyze how it made you feel, right? Once you've done the exercise by writing all these, and the thoughts that follow from it too, like, you know, when we're getting, you know, over catastrophizing, we can actually sit back and write about them. That helps a lot, right? So, yeah, self-reflection on this is really important, and maybe reframe the thinking, maybe ask ourselves alternative ways to think about these situations, and maybe that one, maybe tune into more positive. I think gratefulness and gratitude and love, even disturbance of what is, can really, really help us a lot. Already, yeah, I did feel some of this today, actually. I felt a bit low. I did something. My nature was a bit, especially with close ones, and causing myself anxiety. It didn't feel. I felt a loop. I definitely need to reflect on this. And why was I a bit harsh? What was going on with my mind? That it was a pattern. I know that. Okay, so for me, I'm underlining this. I'm thinking, what was in my anxiety about? Why did I allow the shadow part to be attracted to me today? And I do believe that our thoughts attract our shadow parts, in this universe, in this space, in this matrix. So whatever you're thinking, the shadow part is about to actually envelope itself around us, around me, and it did that today with me. And yeah, I did feel a bit crap, and I feel a little bit guilty that I, you know, was made to feel guilt, which was again, took me down the slippery tail of a snake, and here I am talking about this, trying to give an example for me what happened as I'm reflecting on the idea of this exercise. Why did I slip down that snakes and ladders thing, right down that tail? Why did they? Well, for me, to be transparent, it was more like, yes, it's not easy to you know, just provide. I had some mechanical issues. One problem led to another problem, you know, when it comes to cars. And yeah, so you know, before I know, I'm out of pocket like $2,500. So yes, it's a bit difficult to swallow, but when it comes to my scarcity nature, you know, scarcity mindset, yeah, I definitely go down that slippery ladder. Yeah, however, by doing this, I'm feeling much better, so I'm happy to say this, and now I can continue. That was my reflection. I hope you guys can reflect on something that is affecting you on an anxious level. All right, so find out what is it for you. And this is repetitive nature. You can see it's always repeating. You know what it is, so what do you need to surrender? Now, if you are into Zoom with us on this course, right, on this mini training, we definitely would be looking into, you know, practicing, in a group discussion. You know, probably in the future we'll have a similar, you know, program running. You know, never too late. We can actually go into Zoom meetings, also on Facebook groups, to, you know, and create a group for us that, you know, to be interactive with this particular training courses. And this one's one of the beautiful ones, and it's so common, and I can relate to it. I'm sure that you can relate to it. So if we're to now, let's imagine we're in a group discussion, a Zoom call, and we broke down into small groups. We can, you know, we can do breakout rooms on Zoom. Just imagine you're there now, and you break into small groups to discuss the findings from the reflections, exercising, and also opportunity to explore the alternative state, you know, strategies to manage our health anxiety without seeking the reassurances. Yeah, so what would that feel like for you? And just also imagine, like, a question, you know, a question I'll be asking on the you know, breakout rooms for all of you guys would be like, what is this really costing you to keep re-looping, you know, the same thing? You know, how much emotional pain and energy, and how much does that shadow space want to be with you? How much does he, you know, yeah, and all the ego's doing, don't forget, you know, is he's trying to protect itself. All right, so if we're feeling, you know, ego can cause us some of the anxiety, but if we're trying to protect, well, when I'm saying we, there's a separate entity, you know, maybe you could call the superego that does want to protect the body. And if you can become the observer of this and be aware of this, I think the healing's there on this holistic level. So if you follow my drift, there, alternative strategies to manage. So yeah, I think that would be cool if you can all become kind of observers of this, knowing that all the ego is doing is trying to protect itself, trying to protect its time to be on this earth. All right, we're all souls, we're all energy. You know, we're actually loved and supported. I think people got to see that vividly, that we're all supported in this universe. We're all loved in one way or another. We're all on a journey, and we all need to take each other's hand and get over that beautiful bridge over there somewhere in the clouds, back to our makers, back to whatever your beliefs are, right? But we're all going the same way. And that's what the ego does, my friend. So it's kind of cool to know that. That's what it means to me, you know. So that's where what I'll probably go into, kind of in a group discussion or breakout rooms. So yeah. So let's look at winding this little course down together now. So there was a few practical exercises. You know, there was imagery kind of breakout rooms here. There's some reflective exercise that we can do. There's some discussion points that you guys can think about, as mentioned, you know. Yeah, there's a few examples and scenarios kind of shared here on this podcast, right? And reassurance seeking. Once again, it provides temporary relief. Can perpetuate a cycle of continuous anxiety. We don't want to live, you know, living in anxiety, like an anxiety treadmill. Right? We want to get out of that. And then we need to also be able to really understand this cycle. It's really crucial for understand this cycle of anxiety. It's mentioned here. It's a looping effect, and for developing healthier coping mechanisms that promote this long-term well-being. So if you guys see me, and if you can somehow get in touch, I will leave my email address on the description box of this particular podcast on really understanding seeking self reassurance from others. I can leave my email address also. I can send you a podcast or a YouTube video that beautifully describes what it's part of the little journey here. So to see the particular podcast, I recommend a particular podcast. It is available from someone that's also doing similar work to me, In a Nutshell, she calls herself. Anxiety in a Nutshell. So she's very popular with this in this kind of area. And so I'm happy to pass that on to you. It is part of the the Google document I've prepared. So if you want to do Google document on this, I'm happy to provide it with you. All you have to do is just say hello and just mention this podcast. Say hello on email. I'll leave my email address so we can help everything went well there. Yeah, so it was a pleasure putting this one together with you guys. Now let's just give a little introduction to the next one, and the next step would be the next module we're going to look in, and it's called Prepare. Let's all get ready to prepare for module 2, which will delve deeper into alternative coping strategies for managing health anxiety without relying on reassurance seeking. So we'll leave you with that, leave you to ponder with that. So hope you can tune in tomorrow. This is Nick Chancel from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching, your coach for anxiety on anxiety. So wishing you a very calm, easy and gentle day for you. All the best. Until our next podcast.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.